FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Lorna Duffy. Hello.
Louise, how are you?
I am very good. I know the weather outside isn't great, but it is going to get better at some point.
It will. Fingers and toes crossed. Look, there is hope, Louise. It will get better.
So we're going to have a look at some hike ideas for spring and for when the weather does get a little bit drier.
Yes. So with spring finally here, obviously, thankfully, questionable weather aside, winter is behind us. We've no excuse not to get outdoors. So I put together a short but sweet list of a few of my favourite hikes and walking trails that are relatively close to Dublin, as well as a few absolute musts that are a little bit further afield, just for anyone planning maybe a staycation this spring. So no matter what your level, whether you're a newbie hiker or a seasoned hiker, I have you sorted. So first up, we are going to go with one of my favourites. I'm not sure if you've done this one, Louise. It is the Bannister Woods to Jowse hike. Absolutely gorgeous route. Have you done it?
I haven't done it. It's one of these that's on the list.
Yeah.
I'm working my way through it. Yeah. Because I've heard it's beautiful.
It is a good one. Mm. It is absolutely incredible. So a little bit about it. It's a 10-kilometre hike in total. It's an out-and-back trail. Again, it's in County Wicklow. Literally not that far of a drive from Dublin. It is moderately challenging. It takes sort of an average kind of 3 to 3.5 hours to complete. Again, this completely depends on your pace. As we obviously know, I'm sure we've seen the photos on Instagram, we've heard about it, the views out and back are just incredible. You pass through those really well-known Bannister Woods. It is such a magical place. And of course, you get to enjoy panoramic views of the beautiful Guinness Lake, as featured in Lindsay Lohan's latest movie, Irish Wish, which I hope you have seen, Louise.
I haven't seen it, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad to get to view in.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I had to squeeze that in. And then, of course, when you get to the top of Jowse, the scenery is just incredible. There is a wooden trail the majority of the way up, so it is a relatively easy pathway to follow. And the boardwalk, again, makes it nice and safe. It's really convenient. It is a marked trail, but I would suggest having a digital map downloaded as well. In terms of the weather, because it is a little bit questionable at the minute, definitely check the weather in advance. It can be pretty windy at the top, even on a good day. I will say that much. So definitely do check the weather. But yeah, definitely one for the list this spring. Next up, and I know you want to do this hike because I know we've had a conversation about this before, the really, really famous Loch Uller and Tongalgee Loop hike, aka the heart-shaped lake hike, again in County Wicklow.
Yes, I've tried doing this a couple of times and couldn't get across the stream.
The starting point, yeah. It can be a tricky one. Again, it definitely depends on the weather. As I was saying, you know, if it has been raining, it is going to be extra mucky. It will be extra boggy. Yeah. So do keep an eye out on the weather. But on a good day, I can confirm it is just incredible. You'll be absolutely spoiled with the views of that famous heart-shaped lake when you get to the top. It is a looped trail. This particular one is 7.9 kilometres approximately. So it could take you in around 3 hours to complete. If you like a challenge, this one is for you in the sense that it can be a little bit steep in areas and obviously tricky enough terrain. It is quite boggy when it has been raining. So definitely bring a good pair of hiking boots. They are a must. It is dog friendly, but dogs must be kept on leash. So there are two different starting points. One that is pretty good and which is quite popular, and I generally recommend because the car park is a lot bigger than the other side, would be the Glen McNass waterfall side. So I definitely would suggest kicking off from there. Really big, spacious car park. It's a free car park as well. The trail itself is not marked, so a digital map would be needed for this one. Again, in terms of hiking apps, All Trails, Hiker, either or would be perfect for this. Definitely pack a lunch, bring a picnic, pack a flask with you. And once you get to the top, and I'm telling you now, honestly, Louise, the view of the heart-shaped lake, it is just incredible.
And I think we've noticed ourselves when we've been looking at trails that they can vary as well between apps too. So have an idea you set off where you want to go and how long you want to go for.
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely. And definitely try and make sure that you download the app in advance. Obviously, you know, parts of Wicklow, you can lose reception. So bear all of that stuff in mind. Bring a portable charger with you. And yeah, definitely do a bit of research. Read up on the routes that you want to do in advance, 100%. Mm-hmm. Another one that is a little bit easier. So definitely one I think that would be suitable sort of for beginner intermediate hikers would be the Loch Bray Loop. So this is a really nice one again for those views, because you know me, I'm all about the good views. So this is kind of six and a half kilometer loop trail in total. It is near Enniskerry. Moderately challenging route again. This takes on average a sort of two and a half kind of hours to complete. Again, depending on your pace, it is a stunning route. This takes you around the upper and the lower lakes of Loch Bray. Tip, I definitely would recommend doing this hike clockwise. It's a nicer route, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Beautiful views of both the upper and lower lake on the way. Again, do check the weather in advance. From experience, if it has been raining kind of the days up until you're going to go, it will be extra boggy and extra muddy. So do check that weather forecast in advance. And the day you're going, again, check the weather. Is it going to be nice and sunny? Will it be dry? The usual stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would, again, bring a digital map with you. And what I will say is, if you're feeling extra adventurous, like myself, the last couple of times I've done the Loch Bray Loop, you can go for a dip in the lower lake when you finish up. Why not? If you're feeling it, go for it. Pack the swim gear. I did this the last time. I'm going to say it was maybe a year and a half ago I last did this. It is quite chilly. Obviously, it is a lake. It's a little bit colder than the sea. But again, totally worth it. Go for a dip and you've just got those incredible lake views. And it's incredible sort of mountain views as well. Pack a flask, pack some snacks and just sit back and enjoy those views. Absolutely gorgeous.
And while I think of it as well, bring a change of clothes and socks and
yeah,
that kind
exactly
of thing as well.
Is. I know I've been caught out a good few times. You come prepared, but then it's like, bring the extra pair of socks, bring the extra jumper, the extra pair of leggings, the whole lot. Absolutely a must, particularly this time of year as we are in Ireland.
Yeah, we can be surprised, caught out very
quickly. Exactly, absolutely caught out. So another really nice one. So this is a child-friendly hike, but also if you are an early riser, this would be really, really nice for a sunrise hike as well. So it's short and sweet, which is why it'd be perfect for the kids. So this is the Great Sugarloaf. Have you done this one before, Louise?
I'm not doing very well this evening. I haven't done the Sugarloaf either.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to get you out to do all these. Don't worry about it. I've got you sorted.
Another one for the list.
So this one is really nice. It is 2.6 kilometres out and back. It's approximately, it depends again on your pace.
Yeah.
If you're like me and you like to bomb it up hills and mountains, it will easily take you 20 minutes to get to the top.
Oh, wow.
So I'd say kind of, you know, maybe even 25, 30, 40 minutes. It just depends on your pace. But again, there's a little bit of loose rock terrain on the way up, a little bit steep in places. So bring good footwear. Again, bring the right clothing. If it's a little bit windy, you know, bring all those extra layers with you. A little bit of a scramble to get to the top. But again, it is not too steep. It is nice and short. It's not a marked trail, but this is a really, really popular one. And it is an easy enough trail to follow as well. Fantastic views of a majestic Wicklow countryside and, of course, the coast as well. One really good thing about this hike is there is a really, really big car park at the bottom. It is also free car park, which is always a bonus. Mm-hmm. I will say a little bit of a tip, it is a popular enough hike. So do head there early if you're going on the weekend. And again, something I like to do after I climb the Great Sugarloaf, if you're into sea swimming, I would definitely head over to the Cove and Greystones for a dip afterwards. It's a short enough drive. I like to grab a coffee over at Rising the Cove after. You've time to squeeze in a sauna session, head over to Foxhill Saunas after. That, in my opinion, Louise, is a perfect morning out.
And just chilled. Just nice and chilled.
So chilled. Yeah. Nothing strenuous. You get views, you get a bit of a swim in, get a nice coffee. Absolutely the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So next up, you might be planning a spring staycay in the next couple of weeks. If that is the case, I have a really, really nice hike that I have to recommend, the Stairway to Heaven Boardwalk, and this is in County Fermanagh. This is an absolute gem. It is quite well known, so again, it is pretty popular, but definitely I recommend it. If you are a beginner, maybe you're an intermediate hiker, it's definitely doable. I've done it a good few times, and I always really enjoy it. It's handy because it is only about a two-hour drive from Dublin, so it is 11 kilometres in total. So you're looking at about 2 to 3 hours altogether, give or take. Again, completely depending on your pace. Not particularly tough. The steps at the last section are a little bit steep, But one of those things where, you know, take your time, soak up all those views, do bring some good footwear. Again, like me, I always have to bring a nice packed lunch or a packed breakfast just to make kind of add to the overall experience. And you get really, really nice views when you get to that viewpoint at the top. The car park is really spacious. However, it is pretty popular. You do have to pay £6 per car. You can pay in euro, I'm pretty sure. But it is an absolutely incredible place. And if you're already out there for a day trip, I would definitely recommend checking out the Marble Arch Caves. They're only down the road. Again, an absolute must if you're in the area.
Exactly. If you're up there anyway, you might as well.
That's exactly it. Because if you have an early start on a Saturday, hit the road. You can be there by like 9:30, 10. Do that hike 2-3 hours. Grab a bite to eat. Then head over. Do the caves. I like to just kind of pack as much in as I can in a day. Make a whole day of it. And you've got a perfect day out. Perfect. And finally, another hike. It's a little bit trickier. So again, if you've been hiking for a little bit of a while and you want a bit of a challenge, and again, you're planning that staycation for spring, Crowpatrick in County Mayo is a must, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It is a really, really nice one. Again, if you're an early riser, a sunrise here is just breathtaking. If you even just Google Crowpatrick sunrise, you will see what I mean. It is absolutely gorgeous. So this is just 8 kilometres from Westport. It is the fourth highest mountain in Mayo, fun fact. And again, if you're heading in that direction for a weekend away, definitely add it to the list. It's an out and back trail. It'll take, again, depending on your pace, about 3 to 4 hours in total. It's an easy enough route to follow, very, very clear path, and nice kind of steps just to follow as well. I always, again, suggest just to have that digital map downloaded just in case. It can be a little bit tough at times because it can be fairly steep. So some hiking experience would be useful here, and a good level of fitness. Do bring a sturdy pair of hiking boots, lots of layers, the usual stuff. But when you get to the top, honestly, Louise, oh my God, you will be spoiled with views. So basically, you will get to see the beautiful Clay or Clew Bay Peninsula, and it's 365 islands. I mean, wow. That in one place where you can just see those views is just absolutely breathtaking.
Beautiful. And you kind of mentioned it earlier on, the walkway. They've only just finished that as well, I think.
Yeah. They've been working on it for a while. And I last did Crowpatrick there in April just last year. And it was so, so clear, easy to follow. Really, really nice kind of set of steps on just the pathway. Yeah, really perfect. Absolute must. So yeah, there you go. We've got lots of different hikes, not too far from Dublin. And again, if you're planning that spring staycay, absolutely spoil for choice, kind of in the Midlands and out west as well.
Which is brilliant. And that's the thing with all of these, you're going to enjoy yourself. So take it at your own pace. There's no rush. Just know where you're going and have some food with you.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. Look, bring a camera, have some nice snacks with you, bring a flask of tea, lots of layers, and you are guaranteed a good day out.
Absolutely. And you're always giving people tips on your social, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. So I'm forever posting up very different hike ideas to give people inspo throughout all the seasons. So you can find me on Instagram. My handle is @fashionboss_IE. So yeah, any hiking questions at all, give me a follow and drop me a DM.
Excellent. Lorna Duffy, thank you so much.
Lovely. That's great. Thanks for having me, Louise.